Test 72, Section 3, Question 14. Now, with this one, we are looking to describe a flaw in the reasoning. So we want the problem here. And what we have is, wildlife activists have proposed the practice of stringing cable TV lines, same poles that carry electric power, should be banned because TV lines, while neutral, make it easier for animals to climb near electric power lines. Okay, so it's saying don't put the cable TV lines in the same place because even though they're neutral, they make it easier to climb, risking electrocution. So this particular argument for banning the practice fails since some animals are electrocuted by power lines even where the TV lines are all underground. So it's saying, well, no, don't do it because sometimes even in the absence of that, you still get the problem. So basically, sometimes they get electrocuted even without those lines. Now, the flaw in this is that just because something happens in the absence of a particular situation doesn't mean that that situation is irrelevant or that it doesn't contribute to the frequency of it. And so, basically, it could still be worth it to avoid having the lines because you get less animals that are electrocuted when you have them underground than you do when you string them along the poles. And so, that's our problem here. So A, takes a sufficient condition for an argument's being inadequate to being to a necessary. I didn't think this was an if-then, so let's kind of hold on to it, but let's see what else we get. Rejects an argument for a proposal merely on the grounds the proposal would not completely eliminate the problem. That actually seems okay. It is saying that because some animals still get electrocuted, therefore we shouldn't worry about trying to prevent it. And then fails to consider the additional advantageous effects that a proposed might be a proposal. The problem is that it isn't looking at everything. It's saying this particular argument fails, not that the overall proposal is worthless. And then rejects an argument by criticizing the argument's proponents. It doesn't do that. Rejects a proposal that addresses a problem on the ground that other proposals would be effective. It isn't saying something else would work better. It's just saying, look, this doesn't get rid of all of the situations. Some animals still get electrocuted even when you don't have the problem. But that doesn't say that it's still not a good idea to avoid that situation. And so therefore, answer choice B is going to be our correct one.